You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 Hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 Hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio Montreal, and Stephen Pickford is back home, safe and sound, from his journeys down south. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Willem. Got back on Monday evening aboard Mexicana from my 4 days in Mexico City. And, of course, the food service on the way back, as we had mentioned last week, was significantly better, because the Mexicana flight kitchens were in operation, unlike the Cara flight kitchens in Montreal, on the way down. So, very nice meal on the way back.
Yeah, now Mexicana, they run ads on our show, and it's all about customer service and the meal planning. So, regardless of the strikes coming down, coming back, your service must have been fantastic.
Oh, yes. Beef enchiladas, garden salad, fried beans, chocolate wafer cookies, freshly baked roll. Came through the cabin at least 3 times with beverage service. No, it was good service on the way back.
How long was the flight?
5 hours northbound, and they were doing a roaring business. I mean, it went out maybe 1 or 2 empty seats. So looking at load factors over the next couple of weeks, that route is very popular.
Now, load factors have been rather full lately on all airlines, and it's amazing to see the difference in service levels between the different airlines. Now, what kind of an aircraft did they use?
It's an Airbus A319. A few years ago, they were using larger aircraft, the Boeing 757. Now, some of those have been put onto other routes where there's even more expected passenger traffic than that out of Montreal. I think over the next few months, they do plan to upgrade it back to an A320. But, I mean, it's just a matter of equipment availability and a number of routes that have to be serviced.
Yeah, the little teeny-weeny Airbus A319. But now, do they have the 2 levels of service? Do they have the business class
they
and the coach class?
They do have a 12-seat executive class cabin, yes.
And did you get to sit there?
No, it was absolutely full. No chance for an upgrade.
Oh, that's too bad. So you're talking about the service in regular class,
yes.
In coach class.
Yes, it's not just, buy your meal or be lucky to get a bag of peanuts. This is... You know, you think, boy, you're getting a hot meal with beef enchiladas and fried beans and salad and roll and dessert, and you think that's better than business class service on some airlines. This is the economy class service on Mexicana on a 5-hour flight.
Now, the A319, it's 2 and 2 seating, which means 2 on either side. Or is it 3 on either?
3 and 3. It's 108 passengers in economy, 12 passengers in business class.
So that means that while it was full, you still had plenty of room.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of leg room. It's got a wide aisle that you can actually pass by. If they've got the service card, if you squeeze by, you can pass by.
Oh, it was wide enough. So that says something, though, for how well they take care of their passengers.
Oh, certainly. And, they're very friendly crew on board. The check-in, they've been spending millions and millions of dollars, the Mexico City Airport Authority, to upgrade the airport. It was much better than it was when I was first there 4 years ago. Bright, airy check-in area. They had almost all the check-in counters of Mexicana in the international section. They have separate wings for check-in domestically and for check-in internationally. It took only around 20 minutes in line to get processed, the check-in counter, and maybe 2 or 3 minutes to go through security. So they've got things really improved at Mexico City Airport as well.
So it's fully staffed. They had somebody at every one of their wickets.
Oh, I mean, there was at least 15 check-in agents there.
Well, that's amazing because, we live in a day and age where you go to your average bank where they have 15 wickets and 2 people working.
Yes, it was just a contract to make a bigger building and somebody got some money off of it, yes.
Yeah. Well, we've been through that kind
of
service.
Post office, yes.
We've been through that kind of business before. And, of course, when someone new starts up, 2 people close down.
Yes, so time for lunch. No, yeah. Nope.
Time for the break. Well, it doesn't matter when in the day you actually show up. There's always time for somebody's break.
Somebody's break, yeah. So they're looking at the clock. Well, 3 p.m. Mountain Time.
Welcome to the public service, right?
Yes.
it's funny how when there's a strike, the only people that seem to be losing in a strike is the general public.
Oh, yeah, the public is always, who cares about them? They pay our salary. Who cares?
And then you see these people with their placards and their signs all going, we're striking to preserve quality. Well, quality of what?
Oh, yeah, I read this week that railroad engineers working 4 hours a day on the Montreal commuter rail system are making $85,000 a year. Of course, then when they break down or they come late and they actually take some flack from the public who is paying their salaries, boy, they start arguing back. Hey, hey, hey.
Well, I mean, this is... this is the general mentality, of course, in the public service. You know, you owe us our jobs, and that's it. You know, and it comes through in the service that the general public gets. And that is what's so refreshing to see when you deal with an airline who actually cares about service to its public.
When they care, when they have enough personnel, when they have friendly personnel, when they give you good quality service, arriving both southbound in Mexico City and northbound in Montreal, the bags were on the carousel by the time I'd gone through customs. You weren't waiting.
Now, speaking of airport quality and airport service, how was it when you came here to Montreal? Now, this is totally out of Mexicana's hands, of course, because the ground handlers, they use Air Canada, don't they?
Yeah, they're handled by Air Canada in Montreal, yeah.
Now, how was the service when you came back?
Well, actually, they did, because it was about the only international flight in that wing, wasn't caught up in the usual rigmarole when you're arriving on a flight from Toronto, where you might wait longer for your bag than the flight itself actually took.
Yeah.
But no problems arriving in Montreal. But what I did notice in Montreal, and luckily I got into the line at Customs and Immigration before the hordes disengaged from both Air France and British Airways, is that unlike when you go in the airport practically anywhere else in the world, there is no provision in the Montreal airport for returning citizens. You are lumped in from everyone who wants to request political asylum from Zimbabwe. So the line is huge. Whereas you go in Great Britain, or when I ride in Mexico, there are separate lines, returning nationals, visiting foreigners. Lines work perfectly.
Yeah, but that would make too much sense. Come on.
No, that would make too much sense. It works in every other country, right? I mean, there were three people ahead of me in the line in Mexico City. This is a city of 25 million people, more people living in the area than practically all of Canada.
Yes.
The airport, you can race through it with three people ahead of you. You come to Montreal.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, prepare yourself to wait an hour.
Well, yeah, that's because we've got the union mentality down to a T up here.
Oh, yeah, we all have to be politically correct. We would not want to distinguish ourselves from the downtrodden from the poorer countries. We are not superior. Yeah, politically correct line, yes.
Aren't we distinct?
Yes, well, yes. We're also, as my aunt would say, the distinct society, because they didn't buy enough Gillette products.
Exactly, the distinct. Well, I had a chance to go through that particular new customs wing when I arrived back from Utah last week. And, it wasn't so bad, but yeah.
It's bright and airy. I will say it's much better than going through the mold-infested basement dungeon that it used to be with, not in the 1955 tiling floor, yes.
I thought you liked mold-infested basement dungeons.
Yes, it depends on the situation.
Because in both cases...
After a long flight when I just want to clear out, get home.
Well, when you have to explain yourself to a customs agent, in other words, that's the real difference.
Yes.
Yeah, otherwise it's just fine, because in both cases you're paying to be there.
Yes, you're paying to be there, either directly or indirectly.
Well, you can always end up going, well, we pay their salaries. But the mold-infested basement dungeon, I do remember that you would get there and there'd be only about four or five wickets at the time, and half of them wouldn't be staffed. And then you'd end up in this long lineup. You'd be stuck right into the hallway. Oh, I remember that. Yeah. And then you'd have these four old-fashioned carousels. I was actually quite surprised when I came off of my flight and I ended up wading my way through the customs agent, coming down, then they have that huge long ramp that gets into where the carousels are, that my bag was actually coming off on the carousel.
You were coming back on Delta, and when I came back on Delta from the Mississippi Queen cruise, it too was arriving as I was getting there. At least now they also have it well marked as to which carousel of planes are being disengaged upon.
Did you go via Cincinnati or Atlanta on your way back?
On the way back was Cincinnati.
Yeah, same as me. So you went with the CRJ and you came up and I arrived on a similar flight. So I came back on a CRJ. I got through customs all right. And I actually had to run because there's that part where the carousel turns around that bend and the bag starts going back into the warehouse. And that's where my bag was. No.
Well, you're hoping, who is behind there, Hey, Jimmy, here's one.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't want to
wait
for it to come all the way back out. So I ran. I got the damn thing huffing and puffing.
You'd have to reach in like you did once before.
Yeah.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. And it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite on this July 1st and July 4th weekend. The Canada Day celebrations in Montreal were really nice yesterday. We had a huge party, hearing all kinds of loud music for, in the beginning I actually thought it was our across the street neighbor. They have teenage kids, of course, that's all you need to say, and then the loud music in the car, that makes all the evidence in the world. But then we saw the flashes in the sky, and, you know, if it was you know, June the 24th.
UFOs, yes.
Well, yeah, well, you know, take me, right? But
yeah, I wish I would have been working yesterday. I could see everything from the, from my location.
Actually, Bob has got himself an interesting new job. Right now, he is working at the airport, and he's in charge of all the parking lots. Right, Bob? Well, you got to get close to the mic.
I'm a supervisor.
Yeah, so
I'm a guy that gets paid to drink coffee and give shit to everybody.
Speaking of the public service, actually, that seems to be your ideal job, Steve.
What? To doing what?
To giving shit to people all day long.
Oh, boy, boy. And I've been doing it for years. I haven't got paid. Where can I send my invoice?
In Imperial Park.
Imperial parking. There we go. That's where Bob works. Interesting, the story is, of course, the usual instances of people trying to get away without paying. And it's one thing I've seen at the Montreal airport, which I've kind of appreciated, at least in the last few years, is that the parking system has become a little bit easier, because it was a bit of a complicated system, you know, going back 5 or 10 years. But now they've got that ticket. You keep your ticket with you, and then you you know, you run it through the machine. You pay the machine, and then you use the ticket to get out. So
The markings to get into the airport are also better than they used to be as well. And over the next couple of years, there are plans that are progressing a little bit faster than they had been sitting on the back burner for around 10 years to redesign the Dorval traffic circle,
yeah,
and to possibly add a direct rail link, above ground subway link, to the airport as well, relocating the Via Rail station and making a true intermodal transfer station. So after many years of debate, maybe we are actually following some of the leads and some of the good works that have proven successful in other cities.
Well, you know how it is in the public service, of course. You come up with you know, a really good idea, an idea whose time has come, and it is going to languish for 10 or 15 years
in
debate.
Well, first we have to go to visit these cities on expense-paid junkets that always seem to happen in the dead of winter.
Yes.
Let us go study how Honolulu is dealing with its transit problems, but we won't go in the middle of summer here. We're going to make sure we go in January or February.
I don't ever recall Reykjavik or, you know, Iqaluit being studied, but
no, no. Well, maybe in the summertime when it may be nice there. You see, we always do it only in the nice seasons.
Yes, exactly. And then following that, you know, 10 or 15 years later, by the time that the traffic needs have changed, we'll, you know, actually implement the plan that was good for the world 25 years ago. So, I mean, that's just how government works, right?
Yeah.
However,
well, in actuality, one of my jobs,
yes,
besides being a supervisor of 12 to 15 employees, is
closer to the mic,
also,
Bob.
I also have to, you know, look at the overall picture and try to get the cars out as quickly as possible and with the least delay. So we try to reset different routes and come up with different other ways to get the cars out quickly. Like, for example, when we're busy, I post my men directly at the exit terminal. This way, we just take the customer's ticket for him, put it in, because some customers, they put it in backwards, they put it upside down, it gets spit back out, and when it spits, it really spits it at you. So it ends up on the floor, and the guy's got to get out of his car, pick it up off the floor. So that's why we post guys.
Six cars honking behind you?
Yeah. And the other thing is that a lot of people never go to the first four exits.
Why?
We have eight exits because it's kind of like a heavy hook left.
It's a straight line.
You
got to watch your level there, Bob, because we can't hear you.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah.
I'll just put myself up there. Anyways, it's what it is the first four, as you come on the curve to get to the exits, as you take the curve, you're automatically in line with the fourth or fifth gate,
yeah,
to get out. And what happens is a lot of people stay there. And even though there's 10 cars in line there, they will still go there. In the meantime, I got four gates wide open, ready to take customers anytime. So I stood, on Thursday, I stood out there. And I was signaling people to come on over here. You know, this one works. You know, everything works here. And we got four nice, beautiful. They're all clean, too. I just had the guys clean them.
There's no reason not to go to that wicket. It is not possessed by the devil.
That's right. I mean, I just cleaned them.
Well,
I had them
my
all
best.
Cleaned. You know, I had them all cleaned. The guys are all here waiting for you. And come on over this way. And then we get the people that all think that they can pay Interact at the exit gate.
Oh, yeah.
Because the exit gate will take a credit card.
Yeah.
You don't have to You do not have to go to the machine to pay the ticket and then get that ticket, and now you've got 10 minutes to get out of the airport.
Yeah.
Because that's what you have, is 10 minutes.
And it takes you 20 minutes to walk to your car,
yeah,
so by which time they charge you an extra day. An I know extra, the trick.
Yeah, that's the way it works. So what happens is because you can pay with a credit card, you don't have to take the ticket. So you go to the exit, you put the ticket in, you put the credit card in, the credit card comes back, your receipt comes back, gate opens, and have a nice day.
And then 30 days later, you get a nice little receipt from 1976.
Oh, that was U.S. dollars or euros they charged me in? Yes. You did, you pressed okay, yes.
Yes,
but
yes.
No, they do have attendants at the Mexico City Airport and the parking arcade. They do have attendants at all of the exits as well, and they will take the ticket and put it in the machine for you so that the arrow lines up and keeps the
traffic flowing.
The traffic flowing rather than people putting it upside down and the arrow backwards, et cetera, et cetera. But talking about traffic, I mean, it's bumper-to-bumper traffic in Mexico City, and all it needs is a little bit of rain to really slow it down even more. And I had a driver,
mm-hmm.
and drove me around everywhere and on tours as well, and I have no idea which way we were going. We always ended up at the right place, and I always got back to the hotel at the right time, but don't ask me how to get from point A to point B. I look at a map, I can understand it, and I know I went from north to south or south, you know, east to west. But which roads, forget it.
Well, isn't that a little bit like our little journey through Madrid? You remember that?
Oh, yeah. So the street names change, and they change names, and they wind, and they're bump, you know, the roads are narrow. Many things like that. We drove, after the show last week, went down to Cuernavaca, which is billed as it's around all of around 50 miles, and, I mean, it takes around 2 hours to do it,
yeah,
because it's a very windy road, but very, very scenic. It's called the Town of Eternal Spring. Well, you know what happens in springtime? It rains, and that's exactly why, you know, it's on marketing focus groups. It's called it Springtime, Eternal Spring, but a very, you know, nice gardens, and had a nice lunch at Las Mananitas, which is right downtown, and it's celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. I had very tender fillet of beef. I was really into the beef, I guess, on this trip, but there are flamingos, and there's peacocks, but again, it was raining, and it would have been nicer to have walked through the gardens, but I can just imagine them, and I'll have to go back another day. But Cuernavaca is about an hour and a half, two-hour drive south of the city, about halfway between Mexico City and where I went 4 years ago at the Hacienda Cocoyoc. And then on the next day, on the Sunday, did a few things, went up to Pozatlan, which is about 25 miles north of Mexico City, and I thought, what are we going to see there? Not going to be much. But actually, it was quite interesting. It houses one of the most important former seminaries, a Jesuit seminary, going back to the 16th to 18th centuries, and very intricately carved inlays in the chapels, gold-plated, very, very beautiful to see. You can spend maybe an hour there, nice gardens in the back as well, very peaceful, reflective, gets you in the mood of contemplation and all of those great things, contemplating the great lunch that you might have afterwards. But very, very reasonably priced, with $3 or $4 to get in and spend around an hour at the museum of the monastery and the church in Tepoztlán. But of course, on the way there, you do pass four Walmarts and must be 22 Dormimundo stores offering mattress sales. So,
how come every time you say Jesuit, I keep thinking of Neil McKenty?
Yes.
I mean, well, I just took off.
Yes. The names are just synonymous.
Yeah.
The names are synonymous.
Well, yeah.
The lines
sure.
are blazing.
Well, actually, our lines are blazing. Bob's handling a phone call right now.
Oh, no. I thought that he dropped his cigarette.
No.
Okay.
No. That would be outside. No, Bob doesn't.
That's a different
Bob
lines.
Bob doesn't do that anymore.
Lines are blazing. But beef, they went to the Rincon Argentinian restaurant in the Polanco district. And boy, yummy Argentinian beef.
Steve, we're going to be taking Mary Gallagher following the break, and she's online listening to us right now. So give us a 10-second impression of one of the spas that you visited while you're there, because we know this is one of our favorite subjects.
Oh, yes, the Gran Milla Mexico Reforma downtown led the charge with the downtown hotel spa scene. 1-800-33-MILLA, Mexico City's premier downtown hotel spa.
Now, this time I'm not going to miss the break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite with Happy Endings for All.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Stephen Pickford, Studio West Beaconsfield, and we've got correspondent Mary Gallagher online changing the tune a little bit, coming from hot Mexico City and all the great spas down there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. and well, the outskirts.
That was the starting point,
yeah.
And it wasn't hot. I don't know if it ever gets hot there. You know, they have Lake Michigan to kind of cool half the state off, and that made a difference. But what a visit. You know, I'm originally from Minnesota, so it isn't exactly like I'm not familiar with Wisconsin. But this time I flew into Milwaukee.
Ah, she says it the right way. She says Milwaukee. That's the way and can you do the Upper Peninsula accent? Can you do the Upper accent?
I can't do that one, but I can talk about the range. You know, that's the Iron Range.
The Iron Range. Yeah.
Yeah, so I rented a car right at the airport and then took off, and there are so many things to do. I did about a 650-mile circle going to the west and then coming back. And one of my first stops was kind of a new historic property called Ten Chimneys. And Ten Chimneys was the summer home of Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontaine, and it is spectacular. It's set in 90 acres in a beautiful Wisconsin countryside out of this little town called Genesee Depot.
Mm.
And it's only about 45-minute drive from Milwaukee, so an easy day trip, and it would be easy to spend 4 hours there or longer. And they do have a lot of different guided tours.
As in Genesee Cream Ale?
I think that's probably the same. That's right.
Well, you know, it's not such a silly question because, of course, Milwaukee is home to the Miller Brewing Company.
Right.
And there's a lot of breweries up in the area. Of course, you know, that whole region is known for the variety of nationalities that came to settle there.
That's right. Actually, Wisconsin is the largest brandy-drinking state in the U.S., I tried not to break any records on that as long as I was already.
Why not?
You were there. Right. It was for the asking.
Come on.
Right. Now, Ten Chimneys is like the Lunts walked out yesterday. The rooms, nothing, you know, it's like somebody just got out of a chair or got up from the table. And all the greats of the American theater and the British theater, for that matter, Laurence Olivier was there. And he said, everything I learned from Alfred Lunt. And Noel Coward was there all the time, Helen Hayes. They would take the summers off and then go to this, like, a compound. And it's just, I guess.
Wash themselves in the icy rivers at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, right. No, I think they had a pool that they had a lot of sunshine on. And while I was there, they had a display of 19th century tinsel prints, which were small prints that had been, like, hand-decorated with silver threads and brocade. Just absolutely exquisite. And even, you know, if you're not a theater buff or if you just like historic properties, this is just a fabulous place, and I want to recommend it highly to everybody. So then, to go to the other side of the world, I charged off to Baraboo and Circus World. So this is...
And did you have the mashed potatoes at Circus World?
The mashed potatoes? No, I didn't have any mashed potatoes.
Okay, it was horseradish.
No, they didn't offer me that.
Or does that just happen to me?
Yeah, that just happened to you when you went to a different Circus World in Reno, Nevada.
Yes.
Oh, Reno, Nevada. Man, they were fattening you up to feed you to the cats.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought, for sure.
Well, this is the home of Ringling Brothers, historically, but at one time, like in the 1800s, 26 circuses wintered over in Baraboo, Wisconsin, which I thought was quite an amazing fact in itself. But they do, it's quite reasonable. All the entry prices for everything in Wisconsin were reasonable. So for about $14 or $15, you actually have a two-day entry into this 65-acre site. And when I drove up in front of it and all I saw was a low brick building, I thought, oh, I'll be in and out of here in 10 minutes. Well, you know, 2 hours later, and at that, I was like double timing through everything. They have circus programs, like the Tiger Adventure goes on twice a day. They have a Big Top Circus that goes on twice a day. They have a presentation with the Caterpillar tractors moving things. And then they have an incredible restoration facility. They have over 200 historic wagons. And it's like, I think it's like being in a fantasy world or something, and they have a wonderful, the C.P. Fox wagon restoration area, and you can stand and watch them restoring these wagons. And what they're working on now is also collecting materials, wagons, whatever, from Wild West shows. And apparently that is very difficult to find.
Did you see,
guys have got something, you know, tucked in your basement.
Well, yeah, you don't know what Steve's got tucked in his basement.
Oh, yeah, lots of things.
But speaking of that, I have my own museum. Speaking of that, actually, did you see the lion taming and the girl with the whip?
The girl with the whip? No.
That's our fantasy dungeon.
Oh.
Sorry.
Costs a bit more than $14 to enter, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. They also just had their annual circus festival and parade last weekend, and 80,000 people came for the parade. One of the things that they're talking about doing is taking a circus train from Baraboo, maybe next year or the year after, all the way to Toronto. And I thought, boy, would we like to do that, right?
Well, the train to Toronto with the circus? Sure, why not?
Right.
Have our own little rowdy train trip.
Yeah, right. Isn't that true? Who knows what car we'd end up in?
The general debauchery section.
So then, I mean, Wisconsin is full of so many unusual places that I didn't even get a time to go to, and I'll have to, like, the Fishing Hall of Fame with the muskie that's 50 feet long and things like that. But I did go to the Jelly Belly Distribution Center.
As in the jelly beans, the famous gourmet jelly beans.
Jelly beans, you got it. And it was so fantastic. Do you know that they give you a little recipe book for Jelly Belly beans? And what you can do, the recipes are like what flavors to combine to make, to taste like lemon meringue pie.
Yeah, that's cool.
You would have loved it. And they have a tasting bar of jelly beans with all these little bins of millions of jelly beans. They usually have 50 flavors at a time that are available to the public. And what there is a little, they don't manufacture there. They have the manufacturing in California and Illinois. But they do have this little train car that you go on a virtual tour, and they've got some of the old machinery from the original candy making that the company does. And then they have a rather incredible gift store that little kids were just going crazy about, just crazy. And that's a free tour. That's very, very nice. Guess what the most popular flavors are right now?
Buttered popcorn.
Yes. How did you know that?
Because it's my favorite.
You're kidding.
I love Jelly Belly.
I want a spruce beer.
Well, yeah, you can get your spruce beer. They have mango. They got coffee. Cappuccino is a favorite. These are, I mean, 50 flavors, and they really are good, too.
Yeah, and then they've been testing some called Mint Trio Roasted Garlic and Cinnamon Toast.
Well, cinnamon toast would be fine, but roasted garlic sounds a little bit like raspberry ripple potato chips.
Right.
Yes, I kind of think Mr. Gaddity would be coming back. Poor man passed away last year, but I think he'll be coming back to taste that flavor.
Yeah, I think he's haunting the Jelly Belly flavor factory.
In 2005, 14 billion Jelly Belly beans will be eaten worldwide.
Oh yeah, and a lot of them here by by my fiance's two kids.
Somebody we know there, huh?
Oh. Well, you know, it's a perennial popular favorite. These particular jelly beans, they are distributed in Canada by Costco, so they're kind of well known, and they're actually very, very good.
Yeah, so you have to be careful of imitators. They usually have their little names stamped right on them.
Oh, yes, indeed. Beware imitations. We're coming up on the break, Mary, and we want to be continuing to cover your trip to Wisconsin. And
the places you were staying at, yes.
Oh, yeah, we've got a whole list of them to get to. Stay tuned following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, distributed on the ABC network on Star Guide 3. Stay listening, everybody.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Looseport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
I And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal, Stephen Pickford, Studio West, Beaconsfield, and Mary Gallagher online with us, our correspondent, who we sent her out to Wisconsin, or she sent herself out to Wisconsin, talking about all these great fancy places. We were just talking about the Jelly Belly Jelly Bean Factory and all the terrific flavors that are out there. And of course, that sure reminds me of my girlfriend's two boys, Patrick and Dylan, who are great fans of the product, my favorite flavor being buttered popcorn. Mary, we've got a lot of other places to cover.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the old feed mill so we don't run out of time in Mezzomani, Wisconsin. I can't tell you how many times I practiced that name. And
say it again.
I don't know if I got it right yet. But this couple, Dan and Nancy Visti, saw this old mill in the town, and they just loved it, and it came up for sale, and they bought it, and they've spent years restoring it, turning it into a restaurant and a shop. And now they've bought more buildings, historic buildings, in this little tiny town, and they have a bed and breakfast, a whistle stop cafe, a little bakery, and they're just, they're almost like single-handedly restoring a historic little town in Wisconsin. And the chef there, James Jens, at the old feed mill is fantastic. A lot of chefs seem to have went to school in Madison, Wisconsin or something, and then they went out into the world, and then they end up coming home again. So you have top-quality food everywhere. But I can't tell you how nice that place is. And the gift shop, the quilts they have for sale, beautiful quilts. And it's just a great destination, again, to walk around for the afternoon, eat, and enjoy yourself out in the country with fresh air. Then I think I sent you up a copy of my certificate of graduation.
Oh, yes.
We're gonna,
yeah, I'm sure you have it framed on your wall by now.
Let me
You've got a doctorate of diddly squat, yes.
That's
the
right.
Doctorate of diddly squat?
Diddly squat. I was at the Mount Horeb Mustard Museum in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin. And this was...
I like the sounds of that name.
This was... H-O-R-E-B. This was just the most incredible place and time. And what somebody with a private interest in mustard, Barry Levinson, the owner, just started in collecting, you know, mustard jars and mustard bottles. And he's got this incredible collection.
Just like Willem B.
Huh?
Just like Willem B.
Yeah, there you go. And it's wonderful. Then they also do a lot of online sales of mustard, various mustard products. And that's another cute little historic town, Mount Horeb, that you can visit. Then we were in, I was in Fond du Lac and stayed at the Ramada, which is actually in a historic hotel building. And we had a chance to go down and have dinner at this restaurant called Fusion. My sister lives in Sheboygan, so she drove over and joined me for this. And
nothing like family. Hey, I didn't know your sister lived up there.
Right. Oh, yeah, I got them everywhere.
Wonderful.
So Mark Vaccaro, another same story chef, kind of went to school in the area, then went away, you know, like cooking in the Caribbean, et cetera, and now he's back again. And you would go crazy over this restaurant. It's a historic theater.
Mm.
And when you come in, so you have the real high ceilings, and it's a Mediterranean-type cuisine. So it's been decorated in a real funky Mediterranean-type thing. They had chairs. You know those chairs that are made like big jester hats and the chairs that look like women's high heels? And the ones that we were sitting on actually had concrete bottoms. I guess they heard about me stealing everything.
Concrete bottoms. Sounds like a woman I knew.
I wouldn't have picked her up too quick, right?
Well, I had difficulty. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, when she came with the name Lafarge, you should have known.
Exactly.
So that was a fabulous restaurant. A fabulous, everything. The staff was so nice and accommodating. Mark is a great chef. And Fond du Lac, again, is, you know, that's a college town, too, as we realized about 2:30 in the morning when the bars were closing or something, and we could hear the noise bouncing off the street into our hotel room. And then I was at the American Club at Kohler just for a day, kind of racing around trying to do everything at Kohler, which is in Kohler, Wisconsin.
K-O-H-L-E-R, as in the place where they started manufacturing bathroom fixtures.
And that is what they do, and this is one of the most incredible success stories of American industry and business. They originally, the hotel was originally built for the immigrant workers that came to work in the factories because the family believed that they deserved decent housing, decent food, and it's just, and then they build homes on the grounds of the land that they own, and it's now it's a little town, and it's beautiful, and they have a number of golf courses. I don't play golf, but we went out to Whistling Straits, which is where they have a lot of PGA tournaments, and had dinner there, and you overlook Lake Michigan, you overlook the golf course. Ah, it's just like, you know, it's like being on the Mediterranean.
We got to send Vic Phillips out there because he's an avid golfer.
Is he?
Absolutely.
Oh, he would love this place. I think there's three courses, as I recall. And we also had a treatment at the spa there, which, of course, you know.
Spa, yes. Now we're getting to my favorite topic.
Picked up.
It should be open pretty soon now. It's on the above the spa. They have rooms now, your suite that you rent, like a hotel suite. And it has in-room spa services.
Okay.
So you don't even have to leave to walk downstairs.
In-calls. And tell us about the in-calls.
What did you have for breakfast today?
The same thing I have every day.
Too much sugar in his diet.
We're going to have to do something here.
Yeah.
Run
much.
Him around the block.
Yeah, sugar, ginger, brandy, yes.
Well, yeah, then I come back home, right?
Yeah.
And then I move on to another club, right?
Yeah. Well, then to get you back to earth, I went to Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin.
Yeah, this is the one in the east one. I went to Taliesin West in Scottsdale, so tell us the difference between the two.
Well, I haven't seen the one in Scottsdale, except the same people that live on site in Scottsdale then come back in the summer to be in Wisconsin. It's about 660 acres, and the buildings are spectacular. And they also have wonderful tours that you can take walking and just all the homes that are still there, the buildings. And they have the beams for this catwalk, like, that came from a World War II aircraft carrier. And that's what he used to construct them. And you know how in Arizona, did he use a lot of natural materials?
Right.
It's spectacular. It just kind of melts into the ground. And I've been to some other Frank Lloyd Wright homes around here and other places. And once again, this was a great way to spend a day. You can also have lunch in their lunchroom. I wanted to mention, too, about Ten Chimneys. You know, we could get married there.
Steven, that sounds like a proposal.
Oh, well. then you have the reception afterwards at the Milwaukee
right
Hilton City Center.
Right, yeah, that's right.
He didn't say yes or no yet, Mary.
He didn't say yes or
no. I have to get a written proposal in writing and vet it by my attorney.
Right.
Protect. How romantic.
Well, I'm Mr. Romance.
Now, listen, we got, Mary, you got about 30 seconds left. What else have we got left to cover for you?
Well, I should talk about, I'm not going to, first let me say that you can get all the information on travelwisconsin.com or 800-432-8747. And Milwaukee has a spectacular art museum right on the lake with this addition that looks like a giant sail. And moves. Oh, their collection, their George O'Keefe collection, everything they have is spectacular. And I loved it there. Just love that museum. And, you know, living in the Washington area, it isn't like I'm not familiar with museums. So in the hotels, every hotel I stayed at, and in Milwaukee, the Hilton was also a historic property and a beautiful restoration and ballrooms and huge crystal chandeliers.
Well, Mary, that's it. We're out of time.
Oh, no.
It's always a fun and entertaining show when we have you on the air with us, Mary. Thank you for joining us on the Travel World Radio Show this Saturday. For all of us here, I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Mary Gallagher. Thank you.
And I'm Bob Cassini.
Stay tuned and happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.